One of the longest-standing musical traditions in the Arrowhead of Minnesota comes at the holiday season. The annual Christmas concert, put on by the Borealis Choir in Grand Marais, has been bringing impressive classical music of the season to the North Shore for the better part of a century. Bill Beckstrand is the current director of the chorus, and he's been at the helm for 5 years now, but explains that's only a small chunk of its history.
Borealis Chorale and Orchestra is a civic organization here in Cook County, a community choir, community orchestra, and has been in existence since the late 40s and doing a Christmas concert every year. For probably 30 years or more than 30 years, B.J. Moose led this group and developed a very strong and wonderful choral culture in Cook County, and I've been doing it since that time. And amazing how much we're able to do in a very small, rural, remote community with less than 5,000 people in it, and with just 8 90-minute rehearsals. It's great fun for those who participate.
That's right. Only a small handful of rehearsals are held before the actual concert, but the results are really quite refined. Beckstrand says the skill levels of the chorale and orchestra are extremely broad.
Anybody who wants to come and sing shows up, and that's the way that goes. We have a huge, very wide disparity of experience and ability and so forth within the choir. There are many people who sang in their college choirs or their high school choirs, many trained singers and musicians, but we also have people who are not and who come and do the best they can. We have rehearsal recordings that people can practice at home and learn things on their own. And what a great way to learn to sing, to come and participate in a group like this.
Two of the youngest members of the chorale, 12-year-old Aurora Shelmeski and 14-year-old Amelia Roth, say their first concert has been educational as well as a lot of fun.
Yeah. I can tell that I can hold notes longer just since the beginning of this.
I've noticed cool. that, like, how to differentiate pitch and different sounds. I've noticed, like, other people have noticed that we're new and just stepped up to help us and just get us into the routine.
It's also an opportunity that's been bringing singers like WTIP volunteer Mark Abrahamson back for years, if not decades.
I've been singing probably for about 25 years, maybe 20. I've been in Cook County 30, so it's between 25 and 30 years.
As far as the music goes, the pieces Beckstrand chooses are deep and moving. You won't be hearing Jingle Bells or Deck the Halls here, but rather pieces rich with history and a mystical feel.
Last year, actually, we did the whole Christmas portion of The Messiah. This year, we did just a couple of pieces from The Messiah and a bunch of other choral Christmas pieces. And then for the first time, we did the Corelli Christmas Concerto with strings and winds. I have never done that piece before, and that was a fun opportunity for the orchestra. And then a little Bach cantata as well with Phyllis Anderson on oboe and Erica Turnus as the soprano.
The choir is only half of Borealis. There's also a group of dedicated musicians accompanying them.
I'm Phyllis Anderson, and I play the oboe.
Okay. How many years have you been doing this?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
probably 51 years.
Wow.
Yep.
So long into the B.J. Moose.
Oh, time. Long before that. This is the outlet. Now I am retired from the Duluth Symphony, and so this is where it's at now for me. It's an orchestra that ebbs and flows. Sometimes through the years we've had really good players, and then sometimes it sort of peters out, and then it comes back again. And right now we're at a nice high with good musicians in the orchestra, and things are sounding good. The challenging part for me is that I'm playing an aria with the soprano, with Erica Turnus, and it's a Bach aria, and the oboe has all sorts of 16th notes written all over the page, and I have to kind of keep the engine going And if I get derailed, it's a little hard to get back on.
Mark says performing music under Beckstrand is an experience in itself.
I can't say another way of saying it, but a very emotional director. You watch his face and you see he directs you so clearly and brings out the emotion in the choir. Directing from the piano is a really cool part too, that you can't even see him and yet you can still feel his presence when he's playing the piano and leading us at the same time, say on the, one of the pieces we do is a gospel piece. And it's just so moving to just feel his conducting without even needing to see him. And to be working with Bill Beckstrand is so amazing because he is a major conductor now, or I should say composer in National Lutheran Choir, and his pieces are out there, and so to be able to be working with somebody of that caliber is pretty amazing.
Beckstrand says it's also tradition for the annual concert to have a dedication.
There has been for many years a dedication of this concert to somebody. It's typically been someone in the community. Tonight, decided to dedicate it to all of the people who died on December 7th in 1941 and to all the folks who have served their country in times of conflict, and thought maybe that this is a good event to make that sort of dedication because we sing at Christmas time about the birth of one who was called the Prince of Peace. And so hopefully our song inspires that message of peace.
Regardless of being in the audience or on stage, it seems everyone who enters the sanctuary of Bethlehem Lutheran Church during the concert leaves with a meaningful experience.
A friend of mine talked about how the sound just even barely gets contained in Bethlehem because we have a fairly large chorus and then with the orchestra. And watching the audience is always one of the fun parts. We're supposed to be watching the conductor, but you can't help but notice people's faces as they respond to the music. And I will say the gospel, that's where you really saw people moving in the audience too.
I just find it great fun. There's an enormous amount of energy. The first rehearsal 8 weeks before this concert, when people are walking on from all over town to show up for the rehearsal, and it's always exciting to see who comes. And rehearsals are great fun. They're very energizing. There are many days when I drive in from Hovland and feel tired, and I'm always driving home feeling very differently and very energized by it.
The choir will also be doing a spring concert in March on Palm Sunday, performing the Easter portion of The Messiah and John Rutter's Requiem, with rehearsals starting in February. From WTIP, I'm Will Moore.